And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Match No Match, starring Leah Haven, a TV celebrity. I'm going to call you TV.
Oh, please don't.
No, really. I think it's cool. A writer, I almost said Dear Abby, but it's Dear Leah.
Dear Leah. Dear Coach Leah, yes.
Wow, this is so cool. And this is Match No Match. And now we're going to introduce someone somewhere. A mystery caller who is going to participate in Match No Match. Again, no is spelled K-N-O-W. So know your match. That's what we're going to do. We're going to ask questions so people can know their match in a profound, deep way, not the superficial thing like, do you drink beer?
Oh,
what do you put in your whiskey?
Exactly.
What are you doing at midnight? I mean, those type of things. It just doesn't work.
No booty calls here.
Yeah, none. But if there was, I'll give out my number, 602. I'm just kidding, Tom. Okay, we're right. He's going to push the bleep button. Anyway, let's welcome Dean to the show. Dean, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We are great. Leah, say hi to Dean.
Hey, Dean. How are you doing, sweetie?
Good, Leah. How are you, babe?
I am doing really good.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Dean, thank you so much for being on Match No Match. We're going to start the question off to you, and then let's introduce also Emily in studio. Emily, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We are great. Thank you for joining us on Match No Match. This is exciting. The rules are we're just going to ask questions, alternate, and then at the end, in about a half hour or so, we will see if this is a match or a no match. And if it is a match, we can exchange emails if they want to. If not, then they go on to the rest of their life, enjoying themselves in the way they're accustomed to. Okay. Now, Dean, first question. Here we are. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He calls me sir.
I know. He's very polite.
Wow. That
Love
is incredible.
That.
Yes. Okay. But you can call me Dave if you want.
Okay, Dave.
All right. Hey, quick learner. Okay. Now, from the great movie Shallow Hal, did you ever see Shallow Hal?
Love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites, I got to tell you now. Tony Robbins,
I love Tony Robbins.
Neuro-linguistic programming, makes a statement. The brain sees what the heart wants to feel. What does that mean to you? I'll say it again. From the great movie Shallow Hal, Tony Robbins makes a statement. The brain sees what the heart wants to feel. What does that mean to you? Emily, get ready to listen. Dean, go.
I would define that as perception is reality into which your heart desires. And so with the positiveness that one seeks for one's future, you will align yourself with that in your perception or to the surroundings around you. And hopefully that comes into your life.
Perception is reality. Very good. Let's ask Emily, what does that mean to you?
How do I even follow up to that?
Yes, that was good, wasn't it?
I think it means like love is blind. You know, you may not necessarily be attracted to someone physically, but you get to know them and all of a sudden they're the most beautiful person in the world to you.
That's very good. And it's actually something you said off there, I believe, where you said, like in women's case especially, women like to feel being in love. I mean, they're sort of like in love with being in love.
So true.
So that's how I would. Wait, I'm not a participant. What am I answering this for? Okay. Leah, what do you say? That was a good, profound answer on both parts.
You know, I think that they're both right. I think it kind of also. You know, people are like taxis. Sometimes your light's on. Sometimes it's not light. You know, the light's not on. Are you ready for a relationship? And that's kind of where you're at. I'm going to go with Dean on this, though.
Oh, you're going to actually pick someone on this.
Yeah, I just think that perception is reality.
Yes. And I'm going to go with Emily on this one. No, actually, I think they both had, based on the theory of perception as reality, that's both of their perceptions. That's their reality. Maybe it's a matching of reality. Maybe not. Because bottom line, that's what happens, is the perception controls the reality of whether it's a match or not. Oh, okay. Next question. What do we have, Miss Leah?
Many people select potential mates using short-term criteria, however, hoping for a long-term committed relationship. What's your take on that, Dean?
Well, I would say a lot of people compromise red flags initially that are definitely going to affect, you know, long-term relationship. And there's things that you'll just make excuses for, and, you know, they just kind of work late. Yeah, you know, or
she's just so hot.
Yeah, right. You know, and I think that'll throw a person's ability to have judgment in that future partner by just overlooking blatant red flags.
Let me follow up on this, Dean. Why don't you list some of your short-term criteria and some of your long-term criteria, and then we'll ask Emily the same thing.
That's a great idea.
Well, you know, are you talking about short-term red flags up front?
No, short-term criteria.
Yeah.
That are good signs?
However you want to interpret it, because this is designed with neuro-linguistic programming in mind. You never know what I have up my sleeve.
Well, you know, up front, you're just, you know, a positive attitude, first and foremost, is what,
okay.
You know, I'm single, so a good attitude, it overcomes anything. And then from there, you're just, it's like habits, you know, I like work ethic, I like manners, I like politeness, well-spoken, confident, secure.
Ooh, those are short-term, those are good. I can't wait to hear your long-term.
No, I think, are those long-term or short-term?
Those are short-term that you're looking for up front.
I'm impressed.
You know, I'm impressed.
And obviously, these are consistent with long-term trajectory. And so, you know, in long-term, you're looking for someone that you can trust, that's faithful, that's loyal. You know, and how you – it's hard to judge that up front, but, you know, you just kind of – you know, are they good with their family? They get along with their mom and dad? Are they clinically sane? Are they
off the bed? Oh, my gosh.
You know?
You know,
like that.
Those are nice common sense things, not a long laundry list.
I love that, right. Dean. And what you're saying is really what we've been talking about a little bit today is when you said long-term trust and loyalty. But the only way to determine that is time. So you really have to take your time, in other words, to see if someone's trustworthy and loyal. And then also context-related, meaning, you know, how would they react at work with their kids, with their mom, their dad, their brother, the sister. Nicely done. Dean, Emily, same question. What is some of your short-term criteria and long-term criteria for a relationship?
Well, I can agree with everything that Dean said. I think chemistry is a huge thing as well. If you sit down and have a happy hour or date and there's just nothing to talk about, it's obviously not a good match. But I think women especially, and we were talking about around the holidays, it's hard to be single. We're like, oh, well, maybe next time it'll be better. Or maybe next time I'll like him. And then, you know, the excuses start going. So chemistry, everything Dean said. Long-term criteria is how well we can gel together. You can date someone for a few months, but if your schedules don't coincide, if they don't have good moral values, things like that can really make it tank pretty quickly.
I like that, the tank concept, the tank quickly. Now,
hey, we've all tanked a relationship.
Yeah, that, absolutely, me more than most. Now, here it is right here. I shouldn't say that because I'm here with you, Leah, giving advice. Okay, just kidding on that one. Now, the thing is chemistry. I want to follow up. A follow-up question, then, Leah, you can have a follow-up question. What does chemistry mean to you? And let me explain why I asked this question. Is it culturally generated? Is it unique and different for everyone? Can it be changed? Or is it just something you're born with? Chemistry. Yes, we'll go with Emily for 10 points.
Pointing at myself. chemistry is something that's created just based on the dynamic of two people. I believe it can change over time, but you either have it or you don't. If you don't have chemistry, obviously the relationship is going to fizzle out.
So you're saying it you can instantly know or not, perhaps?
Correct.
Ah, Dean, same question.
I would agree. I think chemistry starts right from the beginning. It's not something that, you know, after the fifth date, I realized we had chemistry. I mean, you know you have chemistry on that first date because time stands still. You're with that person. You're fully engaged. You don't care about anything else. The conversation can last for hours. 6 hours passes by, and it was like it was 5 minutes, and you can't wait to see the person again. That's that butterflies in your stomach chemistry that, you know, you have that connection.
You know, I'm going to go with you on that. You know, there's a lot of pheromones and hormones, but, you know, which is great. I mean, chemistry is a chemical reaction of physically, your body is physically reacting to someone else. And, God, that in love state is so fun. But you really do have to channel that with your longtime criteria. And it sounds like you've really done your homework on this, Dean.
Thank you. Thank you. I have.
And Dean is polite. So he's demonstrating what he said was his criteria. Manners and politeness.
Yes.
Wow, I'm impressed. Now,
I am too.
I am going to throw something out here. Chemistry, because has there ever been chemistry in either one of your lives, Emily or Dean, that didn't work out? Although it was like an explosion in the beginning, so much chemistry, only to find the concept that Leah talked about earlier, hot and dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so does that diminish your concept of chemistry then?
I mean, I think we've all had those relationships where you go on a few dates and it's just like the best thing ever. Yeah. And you just can't wait to see him again. And you have the butterflies in the stomach feeling. And then I think that when it fizzles out and you realize you don't have any chemistry is when people aren't being genuine to who they are, when they're trying to impress you or be who they think you want them to be.
You're dating their PR.
You're dating their PR, basically. Yes. And I've been on a few. I've had a few relationships recently, actually, that I wouldn't really call them relationships, but dated a couple of guys recently where they really weren't being genuine to who they were. And I found that out after like 4 or 5 dates. And, you know, that's just kind of crappy.
Yeah, it really is.
When you think that there's this great chemistry and then they kind of flip a switch.
Dean, we have 2 minutes before our first break. Talk about that as well, chemistry, where if you've ever experienced having chemistry, but then at some point, chemistry really didn't matter anymore because some of the qualities did not seem to exist along with the chemistry.
Well, I would agree. And you know, up front, you know, ladies sometimes can be actresses and everything's going your way and in the way of the date and it's all in good fun. And then, you know, after a few dates, you realize, this person isn't who they were pretending to be earlier on. And it's a letdown, but, you know, it's still a lot of fun.
So enjoy the process
and you learn. And then you go, hey, you know, you live and you learn. And that's just part of human being. But I don't mind, you know, if you have chemistry up front and after a few dates, if something happens, it just happens. You just can't count on everyone or else you're going to be heartbroken every 90 days and, you know, until you meet someone you actually connect with. But yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds like they're both really saying the same thing.
It does.
Now we're at the mid time for this segment. So far, I'm thinking there's a, I'm getting the good
vibes. I'm getting some good yin and yang
right there. Yeah, yin and yang. What's yin and yang?
Female and male energy.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I think so too. And when we come back from the break, we're going to ask a couple more questions and start to consider this. Have you ever had non-chemistry and then after 5 or 6 times that it started to develop chemistry? I'm sort of curious about the reverse process, if that's ever happened. I think it has, but maybe not with both of you.
It's rare, but it has happened.
Yeah, and I think that will be interesting to ask that question. And the other things, let's just give a few other things about little kids and how they perceive relationship. Here's one. Anita, age 9, says, is it better to be single or married? And Anita, age 9, says it's better for girls to be single, but not for boys. Boys need someone to clean up after them. So I don't know where these
very
kids
true.
Are. Is that true?
It's very true.
Dean, do you agree with that?
It's well said. That's all I have to say.
Okay, there we go. And you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. This is Match No Match starring Leah Haven. This is great. We have in studio a young lady, Emily, who's answering profound and deep questions. We have Dean on the line somewhere, I don't know where, maybe in the state of Arizona, I believe he is. And we'll be right back to see, is there a match or no match? We'll be right back.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed metropolitan opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match. No is spelled K-N-O-W, so not N-O, but Know Your Match. That's what this is about. In studio, we have the lovely Leah Haven, founder and owner of Smart Femme, TV personality, writer, professional speaker, dating coach, you name it. She's done it. And Leah? We're having fun.
We are having a blast right now.
And we're helping. Emily, do you think this is an educational process too?
Yes.
Very good. So, Dean, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, back to sir. Okay. how do you spell sir? D-A-V-E. Now, here it is. Here's the next question. Dean, answer this. Women are like, and then blank, whatever you want to say. Women are like... Dun, 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 dun,
women
dun, dun.
Are like the ocean.
Okay, now I didn't say the second parter.
I thought you were filling the blank.
Ocean, yeah, women are like the ocean. Explain what that means. Women
they're
are like the ocean.
In movement, and they're beautiful 24 hours a day. And
I think I love him.
That was an excellent answer.
I think you got two women
I think all the Phoenix women are going to be after him pretty much.
Wow. Now. So like an ocean. Beautiful. What else?
Always in motion. And beautiful at sunrise, beautiful at sunset, and provide.
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 Elaborate on that one.
Yes.
Provide.
A lot of fish in the sea? I don't know. I'm not getting it.
Yeah, no, companionship.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Beauty, art.
Oh.
Creativity, conversation, direction, fulfillment, joy, all those things.
I think Emily had you at ocean.
Yeah, you had me at sunset.
Wow. Okay, Emily, very nice answer, Dean, by the way. And, the board's lighting up. You're getting a lot of women calling in right now. All right, Dean, you're probably going to be a regular on this show. Now, Emily, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Men are like?
The ocean.
All right. We got a match already. The ocean. Okay.
No. I think men are like energy. You know, they just, I feel like every man I date or every man that's around me is just full of energy, full of life. My answer cannot even compete with Dean's.
Wow.
At all.
So you like the energy. So yeah. What does that mean to you even further than it's just the feeling you get, the electricity, the excitement?
I thrive off of positive energy.
Oh, you do?
And so, you know, I need to be with somebody that's really positive. If I'm with a negative person, I can't handle it. So men are like positive energy. There we go.
Well, that's I think that's an equally great answer. We got the ocean and energy, but the ocean is energy. Dean, would you agree?
I would agree with that. Yeah, it's a synergistic relationship.
Nicely said. Leah, do you have another question you want to ask? One or both?
Okay. Dean, if you were advising somebody on an ideal mate, what advice would you give them?
Take your time.
Mm.
Don't rush into anything. Get to know the person really well and listen. Ask good questions. Sincerely, genuinely care about them.
Okay.
And
I like that.
Very nice.
That's really... That would be my advice.
Dean, do you have a sister? Okay, just kidding. All right, just teasing.
Okay, Emily, same question for you.
My advice would be also to take your time. Find somebody that respects you. You know, you're sitting at dinner and they're on their phone texting. That's, you know, not acceptable. I run into that a lot. Somebody that will respect your time, respect you as a person, respect your goals, your family. Just somebody that wants to be... coexist with you versus sucking out all your independence is another big one.
Wow, these are two amazing individuals.
I know. I'm really impressed with both of our guests.
I am very impressed. Okay, here's another question. Let's start with Emily this time. Ladies first. Okay, how would your life change if once you found the love of your life? How would your life change once you found the love of your life?
You know, love is really powerful, and I think that, you know, I think everything changes, but everything should stay the same, if that makes sense in any light. You know, I would find a partner and somebody to encourage me and keep me motivated and keep a positive environment around me, but also somebody that would give me my space, let me accomplish my goals. So it's just everything changes and everything stays the same at the same time.
I like that. That's sort of an enhancement, what you're saying.
Correct.
Quality. But it wouldn't be a dramatic change. It would just enhance what you have.
That's what it should be about. It shouldn't,
yes.
I mean, if that person isn't with you anymore, you shouldn't be devastated and you can't live your life. Someone should just simply enhance your life. You shouldn't need them, but you should want them.
Nice.
Well
wow.
said.
That's a really good comment.
I couldn't have said better myself.
No, that was really good. I
Thank
like
you.
That. Dean, same question.
I like her answer a lot. You know, your life really shouldn't change. It shouldn't be this dramatic shift just because you found someone and create a codependency. I think it's two individuals uniting to become two independent forces coexisting in one unit with sharing the same morals and ideals and values. And complementing each other's lifestyle, it should be an uplift. You know, I once heard that when you're loved, you actually have more energy because when you're not with someone, there's a part of you, there's a certain energy that you're spending yearning to find that someone. And when you're in love, you actually have more energy than without it. And so with all that being said, it should be, you should enter a state of joy and be contempt as a person, or not contempt, happy as a person, I would say.
Wow. I agree with that. That was very a good answer,
profound.
Too.
Well,
I know.
I'm gonna email this out to a lot of people and say, listen to the archives.
Wow.
And now the Dean show. Okay, now right. Dean and Emily show, I should say. Okay, let's go to Dean first on this one. What are the odds that you will find your soulmate?
100%.
Wow.
Wow.
That was congruent. Did you hear that, Leah?
I did.
Right away he knew.
Such conviction. Love
he
that.
He just knew.
Yeah.
Incredible. Emily.
Oh, I agree with his answer.
That
I mean,
he will find the soulmate, or that you will?
We both will. I mean, there's somebody out there for you. It's just a matter of timing in your life. When it's the right time, they'll come into your life. You have to be ready for that.
You have to be open to it.
You can't just try it to make it work. It has to be ready to work.
Okay, well, let's go to Emily now. Emily, tell Dean why you could be his soulmate.
That is deep.
I know. Thank you so much. I practice these things.
You know, I don't think that I'm prepared to answer that question, but if I got to know him more, I could. I think it'd be really hard to tell somebody you don't know why you could be their soulmate.
That was the correct answer.
That is the
Give
correct
her answer. Knuckles because I'm proud of you.
Bump it out.
A lot of, yeah. Oh, that was nice. She has a great personality
she
as
does.
Well. Dean, you're missing out. Get over here. Now, no,
Thank
part
you.
Of the questions are designed to think outside the box. Like, that was meant, like, you can't tell anyone right now because
no.
you really don't know. And that was a beautiful answer.
Thank you.
Well, now that, Dean, we gave you the hint, what would you say? Same question.
No pressure.
To Emily.
Well, until you're there, you'll never know what it's going to be like at that vantage point. However, I could say, you know, some things are, you know, I have a really good attitude. I'm very creative, love to travel. I'm a great listener. I like to have a lot of fun. And I'm genuine and authentic. You know, I'm very down to earth. So I think I could bring a lot of joy to a very special person, hopefully that I'll meet one day.
I think Emily is just... Tears are falling right now. This is incredible. Let's play one of those amazing romantic songs from the 50s. Okay. Now, last couple questions. We're running out of time here. So, Dean, let's start with you. What question would you like to ask Emily right now?
What's your phone number?
Whoa.
Whoa.
This is amazing. Well, don't give it on the air. You're going to get a lot of calls. I guarantee you that. Okay, other than that, let's say, is there any question you would like to ask Emily right now, similar to what we've been asking?
Let me see. What?
Now we got him on the spot. He's on the ropes now.
No pressure.
Let's see, Emily.
Yes, sir.
What characteristics in a guy are important to you?
That's a good one.
Very good question.
Remember all the things that you named off a minute ago?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Nice.
All right. Nice question, Dean. Emily, what would you like to ask Dean right here, right now?
I'm going to throw the ball back in your court. What characteristics do you look for in a potential mate?
Nice.
You know, I really like a girl that's secure. And I think that's one thing that I've probably has been a big turnoff, you know, in certain, after you get to know somebody, is that they're really kind of insecure. And I like what you said earlier, too, that it shouldn't be invasive in your lifestyle and you shouldn't have to remodel your life around this person. Where you're still doing your own thing, meaning like you don't have to remodel or refinance your whole life around for this person, but someone that's just secure, likes to go out, likes to have fun, good attitude, forward thinking, doesn't like to dwell on the past, has things going on, has friends, independent, but enjoys the time together, and you can trust that person, but know that they have a life, and then when you're together, it's just like magic.
Nice. That reminds me of Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, Dean,
you are really Tom Hanks. Admit it. Yeah, this is a stage name you're using.
I knew it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break now, and I'm going to have a bonus question to really seal the deal here. And when we come back, I will ask the bonus question to both participants or contestants. I'm not sure what we call them, but we will call them. This is a magical show. They are connecting right here, right now on Match No Match. We'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed metropolitan opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match, starring Leah Haven, founder and owner of Smart Femme. And when I say Smart Femme, Leah, I mean you are Smart Femme.
Oh, thank you. Well, Smart Female.
I know.
It's the intelligent guide for the woman on the go.
It's no doubt about it. That's smartfemme.com. Get on there and well, a lot of good stuff on that.
You know, thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's pretty exciting, but got to tell you, for our first show, this is really, really exciting stuff. We have some great guests.
Phenomenal guests, good education. Let me ask Emily, this isn't the bonus question, but are you learning some interesting things the way that we designed the questions?
Absolutely. It made me think a little bit harder than I normally would have.
Well, this is important because we want to break the cultural beliefs on how relationships really start. Because statistically, it just doesn't work. Too many divorces.
Well, you know, divorce can be a good thing. But, you know, I think going in, knowing what you want and how to make it work, you know, it's so easy to get married. And it's really hard to get divorced.
As I say somewhere, marriage is grand, but divorce is 100 grand. That's what they say.
It's true.
Okay. Now, here we go. The bonus question. Let's see. I'm going to ask Emily first. Ladies first.
You're too kind.
Oh, thank you so much. As she's saying, get out, Dave. Okay. Did you realize, I don't know if you realize, Leah, she also said thank you, sir, to me.
Yeah, she's very polite. I did notice
so
that.
They have something
Southern
in common.
Hospitality.
The sir
yeah.
and sir.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the movie To Sir with Love?
Yes, I do.
That was a great movie. Okay, I don't know why I said that. Now, here's the bonus question. If you make someone the object of your passion, how is this a red flag? Emily, your turn.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It is never good to surround your life by a person because they're not always going to be there. You need passion that is from within. Like, I love to write. I'm a writer. It is just my soul. You know, and so if I made a man my soul and he was gone, where do I stand? You know, people can break your heart, but your passion is with you forever.
I totally agree. She hit that.
I know.
Right
I
on the, you are
I
amazing.
Nailed
Dean,
it.
Dean, you're missing all this stuff.
A man is not a plan. I tell my daughter that all the time.
I am so using that from now on.
That's a good one.
Man is not a plan.
Wow, you came up with really good ones, Leah.
You know what?
I like that other one. What was it? Say, a man is not a plan, but something, I wrote it down somewhere. What did you say? I forgot. But
I don't know. I've got a million a minute.
Oh, dating PR person. That was funny.
Oh, yes.
I like that.
We've now, all dated somebody's PR.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Dean, here we go. If you make someone the object of your passion, how is this a red flag to you?
Well, it means you have no life. And then all of a sudden you get really bored with that person because they're so consumed with you or you're consumed with them. It's just, it's gonna create a problem in the relationship eventually that the other person has nothing going on. And actually they become boring because there's only, you run out of conversations after a while. So you want someone that has a life that's creative, that's into things. And every time you're sitting down together, you're catching up because you have so much involvement and you're just, you got a lot of cool things going on, but if that person's just consumed with you or you're consumed with that person, I mean, back to that codependency thing, it's just kind of like, geez, it's a drag down, not a drag up. And so it'll eventually burn out because you just get bored.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. The key word there, I think, is consumed, obsessed, and that never works in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Nice answers by both of them the moment we've been waiting for Leah.
You know, just reading both of their bios, they're both writers. You know, Dean, you just had a new book come out, If Life After Foreclosure. You're helping a lot of people after foreclosure.
Nice.
And Emily just had a book come out recently as well. So I'm kind of liking the fact that they both write and the intellectual compatibility is kind of working for me.
I think it is. And can we give the name of Emily's book as well? Is that
Would
okay
you like to
do?
Oh, yeah. I just had my first book published about 2 weeks ago, and it's called Does This Ponytail Make My Butt Look Big? And it's about style and beauty for every woman. And it's about cleaning out your closet and being genuine to yourself.
Wow.
Finding confidence through making yourself look good and feel good. It's not about being fashionable or trying to be something you're not.
Two authors here on Breakthrough Thinking.
Gotta love it.
Who would have thought?
Here we go. The moment. Leah, you get to go first. Is it a match or a no match?
I'm going to say match.
Okay, then ask me the same one. Here
Dave,
we go.
Dave, match or no match?
I'm saying it is clearly, undoubtedly, a match made in
heaven.
There we go.
Radio heaven.
And I'm going to say one more little thing, so there's no pressure, that you know what? Guys, if you want to date, great. And remember, don't put a lot of pressure on things. And it's a date. It's not the rest of your lives. But I think, you know, they're off to a pretty good start.
I think so. You said start and spark.
Yes.
It's a new word. I think it was a new word.
I was struggling because I.
But it is a spark and a start.
Yes. There's a little bit of both going on right now.
Okay. Let's ask. Let's see. Who should we ask first? Dean or Emily?
You know what? Dean, I want to hear from you.
Okay. Yes. Dean. Is it a match or no match?
I would like to meet Emily, yes.
All right. And Emily, match or no match?
I would like to meet Dean.
And let's not leave Tom out. Tom, match or no match? Just from the music, I suggest Tom is saying this is a match made on the
In
beach.
Mexico, sounds like.
No, I think in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And what do they win, Leah? A trip to... No, I'm just kidding. That would be so funny. That's a theme song to some movie, and I'm not sure what movie that is.
It was in Greece.
Oh, it was in Greece?
Yes, it was in Greece.
This is even more exciting. I love
How
Greece.
Exciting.
Wow. Thank you, Tom. I suspect you say it's a match as well. It's unanimous. So, off the air, you can exchange... in fact, we'll give... Dean, before you leave, give our producer Tom your email or phone number, either one, and you can make the first contact with Emily if you so choose, but it sounds like he chooses.
Yeah, it sounds like a match. We have our first match.
We have our first match. Ladies and gentlemen, Dean, any final comments to Emily?
I look forward to talking with you more.
And Emily, any final comments or starting comments to Dean?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed.
It's now like a contract almost.
I know.
In a way. Okay. Well, Dean, thank you so much for calling in. Don't hang up. We're going to get your contact information to Tom, our producer. And thank you so much, Dean, for being on Match No Match.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everything. Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Dean. And Emily, thank you. You were delightful, I got to tell you, Dean. I don't know. You and Dean seem like, wow, there's a lot of good stuff there.
A lot of intellectual compatibility, a lot of fun, a lot of seems like they have the same common interests.
I predict another book will be coming out of you, Emily, called Energy is the Ocean. That's what I'm going to say.
That would be fantastic.
Wait, do I get credit for that title?
No.
No?
Yeah, no.
Didn't I just make it up, Leah? Come on, you're my manager.
Yeah.
I'll give you an acknowledgement in the book. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Is that good enough?
Yeah, we'll take the acknowledgement.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we'll have them on the show. We're going to have them on the show promoting the book.
Oh, yeah, when you're on Oprah and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And,
she met the love of her life on Match No Match.
Oh, wow.
On the very first Virgin show.
Wow, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I like it. And now, if you want to be on Match No Match, feel free to go to the website, breakradioshow.com, and go to Match No Match. And we have the forms now fully functional.
Oh, great.
So they can get the disclaimer form as well as application. And or you can email me at dave@breakradioshow.com. Leah, do you have an email in case they want to get in touch with you?
lhaben@smartfem.com.
And Haben is H-A-B-E-N.
That's it.
So this is great. So feel free to do that if you want to be on the show. It's a lot of fun, as you just witnessed. Educational, delightful. Emily, thank you so much for being in studio.
Thank you.
And Emily, I want to read your book. Can you tell our readers what it is one more time, please?
It's Does This Ponytail Make My Butt Look Big? And you can get it at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.com.
Okay. What if we have short hair and I don't have a ponytail?
Well, you're fabulous. You don't need the book.
I have a ponytail.
You do.
Should I stand up? Okay, no. Just kidding. She says no, no, and no. Anyway, we will be right back with more Match No Match, a great discussion on in-laws and in a couple relationship. How do you handle that? That's always a tough one. A
lot of pressure.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed metropolitan opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business, 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.